The news that Betty had packed all her clothes, left a note for Doc, and then disappeared was a great shock to Sonny and Buddy. Betty had been their pal, their best friend. And tonight we find our two little adventurers doing everything they can to get the search started quickly, hoping they may be able to find Betty and persuade her to come home. Sonny is telling his mother all about Betty's disappearance. Listen.
Mother, mother, Betty's gone.
Gone? Gone where?
Nobody knows. She just left a note for Dad pinned to the pillow of her bed saying she was going away.
But why did she leave?
Because she thought she was in the way, Mother. She said in her note to Dad that she'd felt for a long time she was standing in the way of your happiness and Dad's.
Betty said that?
Yes. She often told us that perhaps if she weren't here, you'd forgive Dad and come back to him.
But why did Betty think she was standing in the way of my happiness?
Well, you see, Mother, Betty knew that she was no relation to us. I mean, blood relation. And when Dad told her a few weeks ago that she was the child of his second wife and that her real father was dead, well, Betty was terribly shocked. And then Dad explained that when Betty's mother was dying, she called for him and told him she wanted Betty brought up as his own child. And Dad promised her that he'd do just what she asked. So, you see, Betty feels that Dad's been giving her the attention that really belonged to you and to us.
Well, to a certain extent, he has.
Yes, and she told us a long time ago that it would be best for everybody if she were out of the way. She said she felt sure that you'd come back to Dad if she weren't here. Oh, Mother, you don't blame Betty for what happened, do you?
Blame Betty? Why, of course not. Why should I? Betty was a mere baby when your father adopted her. I was angry with your father because he deserted us and because he would never tell me the real truth about Betty's parents. I had to go out and find the truth myself. But Betty had nothing to do with it. I'm really very sorry for her.
Well, Mother, please find Betty and tell her that you're not mad at her.
Why, Sonny, how could I find Betty? I have no idea where she is.
Well, gee, isn't there any way we can find her? Oh, I'm sure if we could just let Betty know that you're not angry with her, she'd come back.
Oh, if she had only talked this over with me before she left.
Well, she told us several times she was going to have a long talk with you. But I guess she was afraid. I suppose she thought you didn't like her.
But I did like her. And I was very grateful for all she did for my two boys. Oh, if I just knew where to locate Betty, I would write and tell her just how I feel.
Well, the sheriff's gone to the International Bridge to see if she's crossed and gone back to the States.
And where is Buddy?
Well, he's gone with the sheriff.
Well, how would the customs men know Betty? Hundreds of people cross the bridge every day.
Yeah, but the customs men know Betty because she's talked to them lots of times about getting Dad out of the smuggling charge.
And where is your father?
He's gone to the railroad station to ask the agent if he's seen her and if she left here by train.
Oh, look. Here comes Buddy now.
Yeah, maybe he's found out something. Hey, Buddy, did you get any news about Betty?
Why, the customs man told us that Betty passed over the bridge into the States last night.
Well, maybe they can stop her in Laredo.
Not now they can't. She's got a 24-hour start on us. It'll be hard to locate her now.
Well, where'd you leave the sheriff?
He's gone to the police headquarters to ask them to help us locate her.
Oh, gosh. I wish the house car was finished. And then we could leave here tonight. Maybe we could catch her.
Is your father planning to leave Mexico soon?
Yes, and he said that everything's straightened out here now and that he's going to leave just as soon as the house car's finished.
Hey, Sonny, I'm going to the hotel and see if they have any news about Betty.
No. Charco just came from the hotel and they told him they hadn't seen or heard from her since she left yesterday.
Oh, we sure will miss Betty, won't we?
I'll say. Poor old Charco will have to be the cook, the chauffeur, the piano player, and everything else now.
See, Sonny, I'll tell you what let's do.
What?
You know, Dad feels awfully bad about Betty leaving. He's just brokenhearted. So let's show him that we can carry on and not bother him about the show at all. We'll make the announcements and sell the medicine and take full charge.
Yeah, but who'll play for us?
Why, Charcoal, of course. There he is now, sweeping the truck. Hey, Charcoal, start the calliope, will you? We're going to surprise Dad.
Okay, Buddy, I'll do all I can, because, gee, I know how Dad feels.
Now, I'll start the announcement, and you can finish it.
All right. Well, here comes the crowd. You better get started.
Okay. Glad to see you, folks. Glad to see you. You is more than welcome at Dr. Lee Grease Show of One. Come right up and be comfortable. Come close, everybody. Come close. There's room for all and no charge to nobody. For your good health's sake, you should come in close where you can hear every word. Does you know that Dr. Lee Grease tonic and toner is good for man or beast?
Yeah, so good for everybody and everything. Outgrowing children and ingrowing toenails. Man, it's the best thing in the world for fallen arches and for fallen hair. It's guaranteed to cure bunions, cough, or headache, and it's only $1 a bottle. How's I doing, Sambo?
What's that you say, Rassel?
I say, how am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, 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 twa, twa. How am I doing? Hey, hey, oh, gee, oh, baby, oh, sure. Now, I'm not bragging, but it's understood that everything I do, I sure do good. Oh, how am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, 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 twa, twa. How am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, 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 twa, twa. How am I doing? Hey, hey, oh, gee, oh, baby, oh, sure. Now, I'm not bragging, but it's understood that everything I do, I sure do good. How am I doing? Hey, tweet, 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 twa, twa.
Mm-hmm. What state is you from?
Oh, I'm from California, boy. What a state. Well, you know, Sambo, in California, we raise cabbages so big that it takes a 2-ton truck to haul each cabbage.
Mm-hmm. Well, what makes them cabbages grow so big?
Climate, my boy, climate. Why, we raise strawberries so big that one single strawberry will feed 100 people.
Boy, that's some strawberry, all right. What makes them grow so big?
Climate, my boy, climate.
Well, you may have us beat on vegetables, but, boy, let me tell you about a building we're putting up in my hometown back in Texas. It's going to be 75 stories high, and it ain't going to have no stairways in it and no elevators.
He's building a skyscraper 75 stories high. And it ain't going to have no stairs and no elevators?
That's right. No stairs and no elevators.
Oh, boy, how is the people going to get to the top floors of the building?
Climb it, my boy. Climb it.
You're crazy, devil, you. Ain't got no stairs. Well, I see you're wearing your best hat today, Sambo.
Yeah, boy, I'm wearing my green fedora.
Well, tell us about it, boy. Tell us about it.
I'm wearing my green fedora, fedora, not Alice, not Annie, not Daisy, but fedora. I usually come to town in a battered old hat of brown, but I gotta wear green when me and my queen go stepping around. He's fuzzy about colors, he's daffy, I think. But if she insisted, I'd even wear pink. Yes, sir, I'm wearing my green fedora. Fedora, fedora, fedora is the girl I love.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, have your money ready. A chock-full will pass among you and offer the tonic and tuna for $1 a bottle. Who'll be the first one to buy? Right here.
I beg your pardon, little man. I wonder if you could give me a little information.
Why, yes, sir, if we can.
Well, I'm looking for a young lady by the name of Betty Legree. Could you tell me where I could find her?
Gee, I wish we knew, mister. We'd be glad to tell you.
Well, what do you mean? I was told she lived here.
Well, she did live here until yesterday, mister. But she ran away, and we haven't any idea where she is now.
Yesterday? Well, see here, boys. Isn't there anyone here who can give me any information about her? Where would I find the owner of this little medicine show? This Dr. Legree.
He's out looking for Betty, too. You see, he's our father, and Betty's our foster sister. So maybe you wouldn't mind telling us what you want with.
Well, I'm a lawyer. I've been trailing Miss Betty Legree for the past 3 months. I learned that she was traveling with a little medicine show, and I was directed here.
Is there any trouble, mister? I mean, about Betty.
Trouble? Well, no, indeed. I'm looking for her in the hope that I may find and settle a fortune upon her.
Fortune? Well, what do you mean?
Well, it's rather hard to explain to you little boys, but Miss Betty is the only grandchild of extremely wealthy grandparents who've just passed away. And their entire fortune was left to Miss Betty.
Buddy, do you hear? Betty's an heiress.
Why, sure, I heard it. But wait a minute. Let's hear some more about it, mister.
Well, the reason I've been rushing everywhere trying to find her is because of a clause in the will which states that unless Miss Betty is found within 30 days, the entire fortune will go to charity.
You mean that if we don't find Betty in 30 days, she'll lose her fortune?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
Well, there's Mother. Let's tell her about it.
Oh, Mother.
Hey, Mother.
What is it, boy? Why, all the excitement?
Mother, this man's looking for Betty, too. He says she's an heiress, and he's here to settle a fortune on her.
An heiress? Betty an heiress?
Yes, but if we don't find her in 1 month's time, she loses everything. Come on, Sonny. Let's find Dad and tell him the news.
Okay, buddy. Oh, boy, we've just got to find her. Buddy, you're sure that lawyer said we had to find Betty in 30 days?
Yes, in 30 days.
Hmm, just what I thought.
And that simply means that Sonny and Buddy will try harder than ever to find Betty. It's going to be like looking for a needle in a haystack because there isn't a single clue to work on. But our adventurers have a lot of determination, and that's a great thing to possess when there's a hard job to be done.